we are optimistic and happy that our movement, our revolution is success every day, and we gain more understanding and more respect from international countries and international, society. And we consider this, the permission and the respect they gave us when they start opening their offices and they send their delegation and high-rank delegation. We appreciate this, especially from the United States, from the United Kingdom, from France, Italy, also some Middle East countries like Jordan today and Qatar. And so that's something we have to consider as serious and give us more respect to them, and also to make us feel more responsible, towards the international community,
With this permission to open offices, including the United States, what does this mean to the National Transitional Council, despite the fact that Gaddafi is still holding on to power?
We believe, when they give us this chance and negotiate with us as a legitimate body, a political body, the National Council, this will give us more responsibility towards the other parts which are under the control of Gaddafi. And that's what we are doing, our best, our people, our team. And Libyan unity and consolidation behind the National Libyan Council, approved every day by the movement in the Nafusa Mountain in the western area, as well as Misrata and Nalut and all these. Now they are very active to get rid of Gaddafi and his regime as soon as possible.
You have called for more bombardment. Are you getting what you asked for from NATO so far?
Actually, we appreciate NATO operations. We appreciate that because we feel this is now the only way to save more civilian lives, Because as far as they bombard and eliminate Gaddafi brigades, that means they comply with the United Nations Security Council resolution to protect civilians, And in the same time, I believe international community and especially the super powers like United States and NATO in general, they send every day signals to Gaddafi that he have to leave. He have to consider that maybe he can done something good in his life to leave as soon as possible and to save more lives as well.
You have asked for countries that have frozen assets of Libya to release them to you. How has been the response of your request to have those frozen Libyan assets given to the National Transitional Council?
I am not economist, but I believe it's from legal point, as we understood from our contact with our friends and their representative here, it's a little bit complicated matter because frozen assets, it was the main target was to eliminate Gaddafi power and not to give him the chance to get to run with our money, with the money of the Libyan people. But in the same time now, we are in critical situation in the liberated area because we need money as long as the situation is taking more time now, almost 3 months. So we are in desperate need for some or part of our money. But I believe these countries, especially United States, United Kingdom, France, and Italy, can do and help us at least by granting us an immediate loans, with, of course, the trust and the security of our huge amounts, which are frozen, which is exceeding $100 billion, as you know.
Are you pleased with the support that you are getting from the international community as members of the National Transitional Council went around the world seeking for support for your cause?
Personally, I am very happy, and we are looking more. We are looking more to our friends, Americans, British, France, to give us more support and more attention. Now, especially now, in these days, economically, not to let us, especially now we have some problems of refugees, we have problems of completely areas, the infrastructure has been damaged in Misrata and in Zintan and many other areas. Especially we are a very huge, vast country, Libya. So as soon as they help us now to grant some of our money assistance or by finding another immediate solutions, for us to have the necessary money we need immediately now, this will be very helpful in this moment,
So what would be your message to Libyans as a whole from the National Transitional Council?
Be patient and be united. That's, we are reaching our goal. I am optimistic very soon. We hope so.